This is Dr. Nolan again. Apologies for the number of calls, but I'm afraid this matter is urgent. I would have much preferred to speak to you directly. There's been a change to the passenger manifest. The director insisted on doubling the number of terrestrial scanners on board, so we were forced to reduce the crew by half. While your spot on the shuttle is secure, look, I'm afraid that your wife has been removed from the crew. Her application identifies her as dependent family status, which means that her transit cannot be guaranteed should Oasis identify a priority need. I am working to try and get a spot for her reserved on the next wave, but given her status and the backlog, look, I don't think it's likely. I hate to say this, but my supervisor was adamant that I remind you of your contractual obligations. Outright refusal or any action that would disqualify you from this wave would be seen as a breach of contract, and Oasis would not hesitate to pursue legal action. I really am sorry, Lieutenant. However, off the record, there may be someone that can help, outside of Oasis. Look, I shouldn't say more over the phone. Just please contact me and we will speak. Take care.
Mr. Park, well, I can't claim I'm a particularly popular governor. This afternoon, one of the colonists tried to assassinate me. It was a young woman, one of Moreau's lot. She tried to shoot me in the street, in front of the entire colony. I was fortunate her weapon misfired. It gave my men time to intervene and disarm her. Had her plan been successful, I'm certain you would never have heard from me again. Clearly, she was out of her mind. Even after she'd been restrained, she kept screaming at me. It was a name she kept repeating. Ava. Does that mean anything to you? I have no recollection of it. Perhaps an ex-employee with a grudge? Or a jilted lover? Or perhaps nothing. Who knows with these zealots? Their minds are fertile ground for delusion. I would have thought Moreau would have a better handle on these sorts of things. How can he expect our recommendation if he can't control his followers from attacking their own in the street? I'm beginning to wonder if he doesn't have as tight a grip as I had previously been led to believe. Anyway, in regards to punishment for the girl, my inclination was something swift. Attempted assassination of a colony official, a senior member of Oasis, no less, deserves a punishment befitting of treason. I thought it might be best to make an example out of her, to show the others that this sort of action will be met with most severe repercussions. But Moreau intervened before I could make the order. He reminded me that she was one of his flock. It was his obligation to discipline her according to their customs. He assured me the judgment would suit my tastes. He did not elaborate. I still wonder if I was right to let him have his way. I didn't want to delay the expedition's departure any longer. I left Moreau to his games. The way she continued to glare at me when the others took her away. So hateful. I hope whatever she has coming is appropriately brutal.
them in the dark.
I see them. Every now and then. They can see me too. They come to look at me. From out of the dark. The dead. If only I'd known. I should have listened before. I would have understood what it's trying to tell me.
I would have realized sooner how I can reach you.
What I have to do. It makes so much sense. It's so easy. We're not supposed to be here. None of us. We don't belong. We're destroying everything. We're a virus. A plague. Gerard was right. They want us gone. He was trying to help us. He was trying to help all of us. I need to find the others and finish what he... Amy, help me. I know there's someone nearby. The tall men. I saw them. I thought I lost them yesterday. I don't know if they can see me, but I think they followed me. I think.
Who's there? Get away from me.
Remember, I can't escape. They're hunting me. They followed me all last night. I'm so tired. They won't give up. They won't. Amy, I love you. Amy, somebody's coming.
Hey, guys. This is Ty. So, you know the drill. This is TyCast. Like, subscribe, follow. Sorry, guys. I'm a little out of it tonight. I'll be honest, I'm not feeling too psyched right now. Not after all that craziness between Marie and Whitlock yesterday. And especially not after what Moreau did to her. His idea of punishment. I'll get to that in a second. I mean, what are the odds the gun misfires like that? I thought Whitlock was going to kill her. Right there. She kept screaming at him. That's when Moreau showed up. She went quiet then. I wonder how long he'd been there. He talked with Whitlock for maybe a minute. I don't know what he said, but Whitlock stormed off afterward, and Moreau led Marie away. At the time, I thought that would be the end of it. And clearly, Marie was confused, or there'd been some kind of mistake. I mean, it was certainly serious, but no one had been hurt. Too much stress, maybe. Too much Beru. Too much rain. I don't know, but I didn't see her for the rest of the day, or even this morning. No one saw her. Not until tonight, at the chapel. We'd all been told there would be a special service, and we all suspected it had to do with Marie. I knew this was the case as soon as I arrived. There was a different kind of vibe. It felt heavy. Everyone was nervous and quiet. When Moreau took the stage this time, there wasn't any chanting. His voice had an edge I hadn't heard before, an urgency that was chilling. He said, "We are under attack by dark forces, threatening to choke the light from our colony. These same forces took Annabelle and killed the others." He said these forces are not only physical, they had manifested as madness. And this madness was preying on our minds. And that's when I saw Marie. He brought her on stage. She looked like a whipped dog. She didn't raise her head to even look at the crowd. Moreau circled her. He said those the madness had claimed didn't belong among the faithful. Their presence was a poison. The only way, he said, to rid ourselves of this madness was to exile the afflicted. That's when I knew where this was headed. But I didn't want to believe it. I didn't think he would stoop that low. Not until he actually gave the order. The punishment he thought up in his twisted mind. He called forward a few of the others and ordered them to take Marie outside the colony walls. They were to escort her across the field, strip her of her robes, and chain her to the largest tree they could find. And of course they did it. Did exactly what he told them. No one stopped them either. Not the Children of the Stars, not the other colonists, and not me. We were all too afraid. Instead, we followed them, and we watched. That's where she is now, chained to a tree trunk across the field. It's night out. I can't imagine how scared she is, how scared I'd be. Damn it. I should have done something, right? I know all of you are sitting at home right now, thinking your boy Ty is a coward. You're probably right. This was supposed to be an adventure. I didn't sign up for this. I gotta go.
Hey, kid. I don't know if I can talk for very long without them getting suspicious. They think I'm collecting firewood right now. Little bro, I'm in big trouble. I think some of our search party is behind the sabotage. When we were setting up camp, I overheard Cordy and Max talking about it. I guess they figured they were alone, or I couldn't hear from where I was staking the tents. They were talking about the supply shuttle, the one that never arrived. Max was assuring Cordy we'd all reach the shuttle soon, and that the Nox still didn't know how ruined their equipment was. It sounded like Cordy was hesitant. I heard him mention cash and said something about no payment. They must have noticed me then, or thought I might be listening. I pretended I wasn't paying any attention, but they didn't say any more. As soon as I could manage, I got out of there. I told them I was going to get firewood. I don't know if they believed me. Max was giving me looks. Oh, this isn't good. I don't know how many of them are involved, but it sounds like Cash is a part of it. Everyone in this expedition was handpicked by him. Everyone except for me and Lauren, and she's long gone. It would be easy enough for security forces to sabotage the equipment. I thought when I first found the code, there might be one saboteur. But what if there were more? Several disaffected few who had a mutual interest in seeing Oasis burned, and seeing the Nock flounder. I don't know how, but I need to alert Caldwell. If this group reaches food, supplies, and working equipment, there's a chance that...
Sly Fox to Mother Hen. We've almost reached the shuttle, based on the beacon's strength. It can't be more than 7, maybe 8 kilometers further. The terrain here isn't easy to navigate, so I'd estimate we'll be there tomorrow. I would have preferred to keep moving, but it's almost nightfall. The others get spooked when it gets dark. I'm worried about the condition of the ship. The transmission has been blinking on and off all day. It could mean the energy cells are depleted. If the power dies and we can't get to it before... Well, I can't think of that right now. Cordy came and found me after we'd made camp. He said Foster had overheard him and Max talking about the shuttle and that the kid had disappeared. I guess it was only a matter of time before he put it all together. Still, I don't like loose ends. I found him a little way away from the camp. That sneak was trying to send a message. It sounded like a warning. He didn't hear me approach. Two holes to the back of the head set him right. It's a real shame. He might have been useful as a tech, or as a hostage. I wonder how much Linus Hughes would have paid for his son's capture in return. Probably a pretty penny. How much do you think he'd pay for the corpse? Tell you what, he can have that free of charge. You can tell Mr. Hughes, I'll be happy to send him the coordinates to where we left the body.